Views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA Region number 6. Today is Tuesday, the 19th of February, 2019. We have a live show for you today. At any time, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number. 2 weeks, I actually needed to get away for 2 weeks. Was outside of the country. We'll talk about that. Just some of the things that I saw, some of the things that I learned, and oh boy, it's a whole lot. But if you'd like to get in on the conversation at any time, give us a call. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number for you to sound off at any time today. But before we get into that, everyone, please continue to support or start to support Black Talk Radio Network. Give a donation. Just before we had left and went on vacation, we were asking everyone to give a dollar. If you haven't given a dollar in that overall time span since we've been asking for you to do it, please do that. Everyone that's listening to the network, please do that. You can afford that for this network, for what it's been giving to you. Please do that, or else it won't be here. And the information that is so readily shared with you all would not be available to you all in the way and in the light in which it's been given. I think that Tando Radio Show, Black Talk Radio Network, and all the programs that have been brought to you by this network has actually done a great service in enlightening some and bringing some things to your attention that it was otherwise not being brought to your attention purposely. So for that, please support the network because it deserves it. It really, really does. And so give a donation. Go to the website, www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. Find a donation prompt that's there and give a donation. Okay. Also, you can support the network by being a member in a social media platform known as BTR Community. And BTR Community is a social media platform where you can give into a membership and have all of the access that you otherwise have to social media, but in a more holistic, sincere way. And definitely you want to do that. Become a member for only $24 a year. $24 a year gives you a yearly subscription to the network and have access to where you could post things about yourself, your business, within reason, and do that to benefit yourself, your business, and have a more holistic conversation, or and also have a measure of a measure of internet privacy in a way that is more beneficial to you than what is already set up in the other platforms that you have to pay for, even though you never send them a dime, but you are paying for it, and it's a stiff price that's being paid. So definitely do that in looking forward to that platform growing. And that platform, once again, can only grow with your participation. So we're back on air today. And we're going to jump. It's a lot that's been happening in the 2 weeks and one day that we've been gone. Oh, no. I think it would have been 2 weeks on today. Yeah, it would have been 2 weeks today. So let's jump into it. All right. First article we got from What's in the News. But before we do that, today's show, let me get set up here. Today's show. And my man Keith is in the background. Keith, if you wanted to unmute yourself at any time, I know you got some things going on that you needed to do. So we'll catch up with you a little bit later. But anytime, jump in, Keith. See you there. Today's show is Without a Soul of Penance, Purpose Built and Forged, the United States Deficit Standing. And so that's today's show. Without a Soul of Penance, Purpose Built and Forged, the United States Deficit Standing. And I really, I knew this anyway, that there is a purposeful agenda. It's a conspiracy agenda, not a conspiracy theory. There is a forged direction to actually financially nullify the people that call themselves citizens of the United States. And it will be done in a very broad, sweeping, penetrating way. And there is the purposeful deficit standing of standard of living that the U.S. citizenry actually live under, purposely done so. And it's not just because you are U.S. citizens are classified, or we are classified as U.S. citizens, for those of you that are actually classified for that. It is just a methodology to controlling globally the population, the global population of this world. And it's done in a form and fashion that is always kept foreign, always kept in secrecy, to create a state of ignorance by those that are adversely being affected by it. There is a dinner table. There is a global dinner table. And there are corporations, agencies, individuals, families that sit at that dinner table, and they serve the general population as their appetizer, their main entree, their dessert, and their appetite. And that's done because the global population doesn't have a table of negotiation that it sits at. They're always on the bargain. They're always on auction at that overall table of negotiation. And until the general population of the world comes to a mature understanding of how critically important each one and everyone around us is, instead of falling for the overall lie, the penetrating lie that has been schooled to us, that this person or that person is better, this person or that person is more qualified, this person or that person is better schooled, this person or that person has a better standard of living than you. And as long as those dividing lines continue to manifest, there will always be a demarcation line of we will never ever fulfill our true capabilities. And there will be always a table that will be set for the auction of our global energy. And so
Hey, Keith, are you there?
Scotty.
Yeah, we just lost Dave.
Yeah, I was wondering what was going on.
Are you at the studio?
I'm not.
Okay. Hold on.
Land of the free, it lies the home of the homeless. Too many die every day, and we really just want this freedom.
Back, Dave.
Yeah, I'm back. Okay. Sorry about that, everyone. So we're going to jump into today's show. All right. So let me get back to the first article of today's show. And this one. Okay, here we go. This one is this is a good one. We're going to come back to this one. This is Brian's Morning Politics for yesterday, February the 18th. And it's from the Morning Pro Ridge. The Morning Pro Ridge. So very, very good article. Hopefully we'll stop moving. Yeah. Okay. So we're going to come back to this and it's a very, very good one. And let me just give you a little a synopsis of it. And here it is. And it says, my recent trip to the U.S. was an eye opener. Poverty has never been so visible on the street. It feels as if the income inequality debate is bursting out. No wonder populists are calling for the rich to be taxed till their eyes pop. But the U.S. needs to do two things: create fair tax and equality system, and fix what's broken in its social and economy. Very, very true. We're going to take a look at this. And as I said before we get going, I was actually traveling outside of the country. And I saw this overall, I would say the collapse of the U.S. really becoming much more elaborate, and it is definitely going to happen. I was actually traveling outside of the country part of the time that I wasn't on air, and wow, what I would say. I'm going to come back to that because that's going to be today's show. But I want to get back into some of the articles. Next article, this one comes from Seeking Alpha. And this one says, Peter Schiff's real national emergency is not about about the border. It's the debt. And that's actually what I've been saying as well. This was from yesterday, Peter Schiff. I have great, I admired the overall family struggle that the Schiff family has gone under and gone through. But Peter Schiff, the real national emergency isn't at the border. It's the deficit. It's the debt. Very, very, very true. So hopefully we'll be able to touch that one as well, which I know we won't, but we will. Later on, we'll take it. Next one, this one comes from RT.com. Russia Today. They want to enslave us. Maduro slams Trump's ultimatum and Nazi-style attack on socialism. So check out that article. Here it is. Nicolas Maduro has slammed Donald Trump, belittling rhetoric and his crusade against socialism after the U.S. president effectively ordered Venezuelan military to support opposition leader Guaido if they care about their future. So check out that article. And this is so blatant, the overall call for the basically the U.S. is trying to overthrow the Venezuelan elected government because their overall existence, the actual United States existence as the current state of government that it has now, its existence requires that actually Venezuela have a change of government and that there be a coup that happens there in order for the U.S. to survive in its current standing.
Hey, Dave.
Even if it does, it won't work. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, I don't know if you posted this as one of the articles. I don't think I did either, but I read an article yesterday that Russia sent Russian private military contractors to Venezuela to serve as Maduro's personal bodyguard, man. So they taking it serious.
Yeah, I didn't see that one, Scotty. I know that they sent some of their mercenaries there, but as far as being Maduro's personal bodyguard, no, I didn't.
I would love. To help make sure that, you know, he's not assassinated, although, you know, you can never be sure of anything. But again, for these people that think it's just going to be a cakewalk, China and Russia is heavily invested in Venezuela, man.
Yep. Yeah, they are. And they're starting to show it. That situation, in my opinion, is only going to definitely expand even further. So no, I didn't see that article at all, Scotty. I would love to see if you get a chance. Definitely post that. I would love to see and read it. So yeah, it's definitely there. Definitely there. Next article that kind of goes along with what Scotty was just saying, and this one comes from Sputnik News. Let me move this down. Maduro says Russia to deliver 300 tons of humanitarian aid to Venezuela. The overall fight for Venezuela is going to be hidden by the method to getting into Venezuela is going to be hidden by humanitarian aid. And both sides are going to use that. So check out that. This one comes from Buenos Aires. Sputnik, Russia will deliver 300 tons of humanitarian aid to Venezuelan capital on Wednesday, tomorrow. Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro says, we receive humanitarian support every day. On Wednesday, 300 tons of Russian humanitarian aid will be legally delivered to the international airport at Caracas, Maduro said on Monday at a meeting with scientists. So that is actually a part and partial what Scotty was saying about what's going on in Venezuela. So check out that article. And it is definitely heating up. Next article. This one is from this one is another significant article. This one, give me a second, you all. Let me pull this one up. And this one is I posted this one, and this one comes from Press TV and had a little commentary on this. I said, while mainstream is highlighting Venezuela, the rising new threat is Pakistan, India, and Iran. Very, very critical situation over the weekend happened in India, and this thing is going to definitely blow up, and this is how everything continues to move in the overall World War III that's going to turn into global nuclear war one, in my overall opinion. Bombers, two other terrorists in Iran attacked Pakistani nationals. And a senior Iranian military commander said a suicide bomber and two other terrorists involved in a recent deadly attack that targeted members of the Islamic Republic, Revolutionary Guard Corps has been identified as a Pakistani national. And this is on the heels of what happened on Friday in Pakistan, in India. And we're going to definitely cover this. This is the PSYOPs, the overall proxy war, about to really blow up in a very, very large, large way. This is more critical to the overall war stability than Venezuela is. What's happening right now, what's happening with India, Pakistan, and Iran. Huge, huge, huge. Next article that goes along with that is this was from over the weekend on the 14th, on the 15th. Modi vows terrorists will pay as Pakistan blamed for the attack. And there was an attack, a suicide bomb attack that killed over 44 people in India. And the overall Modi, the overall prime minister of India, is actually threatening to use military force against against Pakistan. And this is a very, 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 very deadly situation. And this happened in Kashmir. Here it was. There was a attack that was blamed on Pakistani terrorists, and it was actually a terrorist organization that so-called admitted to saying it carried out the blast that killed over 44 people. Kashmir troops attacked a worst terrorist incident under Modi's watch. And this happened, and what happened, the worst terrorist act, and we're going to cover this a little bit later, on India since Modi came into power, will be put pressure on the prime minister to approve a military response against Pakistan, which it blamed for the deadliest attack in Kashmir, as it comes ahead of the country's general elections in Istanbul. Islamabad denied any link. So Pakistan denied any link to it. But this is what we're going to carry a part of today's show as well. Next article comes from express.co UK. And all of this, Venezuela, the Ukraine, Saudi Arabia, Syria, Iran, now India and Pakistan, all of this is coming to full fruition, and this is all being part of, this is a part of the Venezuelan push as well, ladies and gentlemen. India and Venezuela go hand in hand. Hand in hand. And this is what I wanted many of you to be firmly aware of as well. So we're going to cover some of the significance. So here's this article really quickly, and this is from This is from express.co.uk. It's a British publication. India versus Pakistan. Modi's urge to take revenge for the terrorist acts as the tensions erupt. The Prime Minister of India, Modi, has been urged to take revenge on Pakistan after a terrorist attack by militants in a disputed Kashmir regions, which claimed the lives of 44 paramilitary police, further ramping up tensions between the two nuclear armed nations. So that is going to is really, really building, and we'll cover that. We'll come back to that. Just wanted to give you that article. Next article. This one comes from Bloomberg. Pakistan vows retaliation if India launches military strikes. And this is from today. Here we go. The Iranian prime minister has given military freedom to respond. Pakistan's prime minister, Khan, said his nation would retaliate if attacked by India, following New Delhi's strongest accusations yet that its nuclear-armed neighbor was responsible for a major terrorist act in Kashmir. Pakistan will not think twice. Pakistan will not think of retaliation. Pakistan will retaliate, saying, Baby saying they're not going to think about retaliation. Pakistan will retaliate. Khan said in a television speak on today, Tuesday, there will be no other option than to retaliate. The tensions between the two historical arch rivals has been at the highest since a multi-car bombing claimed by Pakistan-based group on February the 14th in Kashmir killed 40 members of the Indian security group, the deadliest strike in the region for decades. Ladies and gentlemen, this is huge, and hopefully you have been made aware of this, and this is going to turn into a all-out confrontation in my overall estimation, and I'll give you as we go along in today's show. So next article, this one comes from Yahoo News. Pakistan Prime Minister's war in India against an attack urges talk on the Kashmir blast. Check out that article that was from today as well. This is bigger. This what happened over the weekend on Friday, on Friday the 15th in India is bigger than any other. It's bigger than Syria. It's bigger than the Ukraine. It's bigger than anything else that's going on right now, and it's bigger than Venezuela. This actually will turn all of those events into full-blown confrontation globally. It's what's going on in Pakistan, and we need to be aware about that. Next article. This one comes from offguard.org. Ukraine and NATO in its Ukraine, NATO in the Constitution. So the Ukraine is actually put in their constitution that they're going to be a part of NATO. And this is from offguard.org. Basically, Russia will now invade the Ukraine as soon as they try to do that. This all goes together. Here it goes. And this was from the 17th. The Ukraine, NATO is in the constitution. The time after the day after the signatures of NATO membership protocol with Northern Macedonia as its 30th member, the Ukraine did the same. Did something without precedent. It is included in its constitution the engagement to enter officially into NATO and the European Union at the same time on February the 7th on a proposal by the celebrity figurehead. President of the Ukraine, who was what they're trying to do in Venezuela. They first accomplished in the Ukraine back in 2013 when they had a coup in the Ukraine and had this individual put in. The oligarchs who made himself rich by pondering public property, who is once again a candidate for presidency at the Kiev parliament by 34 votes to 35 and 16 to sustain the approved the amendment to the Constitution. Basically, the introduction pronounced the irreversible movement of the Ukraine toward the Euro-Atlantic integration, Article 85 and 116 states that it's fundamental duty of the parliament and the government is to obtain Ukraine's full membership of NATO and the EU. Article 102 stipulates that the president of the Ukraine is the guarantor of the strategical decision of the state aimed at obtaining full membership of NATO and the EU. And let me just say this, there's no way in the world Russia is going to let this happen. They will invade the Ukraine and take the Ukraine and annex the. Not only will they, like they annex Crimea, they will actually invade and annex the Ukraine. And that, ladies and gentlemen, will be an all-out war with with NATO, and that is definitely building. Excuse me. So huge events, and I actually anticipate things to go off simultaneously. And that is where we really, really are. And I anticipate that happening. So check out that. We'll come back to that. Next article. This one is from. Sorry, you all lost my voice a little bit. Next one. This article comes from Guns, goats, and gold. Russia's slow walk to financial independence. It ain't been a slow walk. They've actually, it's been a very strategical. It's been a very, very, very strategical gate to financial independence. Great article that's there. Suggest that you check that out as well. Next article, this one comes from Yahoo.com. The Attorney General William Barr's son-in-law is now a legal advisor to celebrity figurehead Trump. So check out that, the new Attorney General. So check out that. Next article, this one comes from Reuters. From yesterday, February the 18th, Trump urges Venezuelan military to abandon Maduro or lose everything. Check out that. We'll come back to that as well from, and this is from Reuters. Real quick, let me just get the subtitles that's there. The United States President Donald Trump on Monday, yesterday, warned members of the Venezuelan military who remain loyal to socialist Nicolas Maduro, celebrity figurehead president of Venezuela, that they are risking their future and the lives, and urged them to allow humanitarian aid into the country. Did you see what's going on there? Let me read that one more time. U.S. President Donald Trump on Monday warned members of the Venezuelan military who remain loyal to socialist President Nicolas Maduro that they are risking their future and their life, and urged them to allow humanitarian aid into the country. What is that humanitarian? Remember, Russia's bringing in humanitarian aid. Behind the humanitarian aid is also military aid. The U.S. wants to bring in military aid to have, and also bring military aid in to have the coup that will destabilize.
Yeah, they already tried to, well, it's reported. Let me put it that way, because I don't know for sure. I'm not there. But they, the Venezuelan military is saying that a plane that was from this company based here in North Carolina has been smuggling arms there. But, you know, the fake news, again, the fake news that Venezuela isn't accepting aid, that's BS. They don't want no aid from a country that's trying to overthrow them, the U.S. They're accepting aid from Cuba, from Russia, from China, you know. So, again, man, we had to be careful of these fake news headlines. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. Iran, Turkey.
Yeah, Turkey, Iran,
and
yep.
From India, they're accepting overall financial. They're exchange selling oil to India. Man, this is huge. Why you think India all of a sudden had a false flag that just happened? Could it be? And I'm gonna go over that. This is all coming together, Scotty. And you know, you and I have been you know, on air. And for all of the listeners that's here, you know, the regular listeners that we have, you know, such as Roz, such as all of you, we've all been seeing this whole thing unfold right in front of us for the past couple of years. And it's building and it's building and it's building. So definitely it's here. We're going to come back to this. We're going to put it all into part of the show today. But you see what was happening there. And then also there's a Time article that I posted here from the New York Times. Trump delivers blunt warning to Venezuela's military over aid impasse. Miami. Yesterday, celebrity figurehead Trump was in Miami. President Trump on Monday delivered his sharpest warning yet to Venezuelan military authorities over the increasingly tense showdown over the country's crisis, proclaiming that they would lose everything by remaining loyal to Nicolas Maduro and refusing to allow emergency aid stockpiled on the border. Mr. Trump gave the warning in a speech denouncing Venezuela's brand of socialism to an enthusiastic crowd in Miami that included many Americans of Venezuelan descent who have fled Venezuela or have relatives in the country. The once Latin Americans wealthiest, but now facing the greatest economic collapse in generations. ladies and gentlemen, there it is. They're admitting to what's going on. That aid that we're really that's really happening is overall the overall apparatus of coup or to defend the overall country that is going to go into. It's not just a coup, ladies and gentlemen. It's an invasion. So now they're trying to say it's a coup, but the coup has already didn't work. They tried to kill Maduro with a drone, but the overall coup didn't work. Now it's going to go all into all-out invasion. This is one of the overall the battlegrounds that will be fought with U.S. soldiers. And it's going to be fought in Venezuela and surrounding South America, Central America, and it will come to North America as well. The battlegrounds will be pushed, and it will be just as a breathing dragon. It will expand and retract. It will expand and retract. And it's going to be done with the overall blood of Americans from all portions of the hemisphere, North, Central, South, the Caribbean, all of the different forms of America, all of the national forms of America, there will be great blood that will be shed in this overall war. And it will start in Venezuela, but it won't end in Venezuela. It will end in the overall untied states of America. Not a good look. We'll carry that in a minute. So check out that. Next article. This one comes from the New York Post. Watch out. Donald Trump may free Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac to bring another mortgage mess. Yep. That will definitely happen as well as the overall country goes into complete disarray. Next article. I listed something here that I wanted you all to see inside of Tando Radio Show's page. I actually listed FDIC's bank failures from, it just has a list of all of the bank failures. Are you ready for this? Since 1998, there has been over 4,800 banks that have failed in this country. 4,800. And this is a Financial Friday class. And I will just say, I'm going to give you a number count real quickly. One second. One second. See if I can. Really can't. It's hard to give a number count. Let me give you a number count just in of January and February of 2019. So from what I can tell, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. About 17 just in January and February of 2019, and this comes directly from FDIC. And while we were while I was on vacation, Wells Fargo had a major problem. Not just Wells Fargo, it's every single one of them. They have everyone's accounts blocked and locked out for a couple of hours. It's going to be in all of the banks. So think that's real significant. We'll carry that on Financial Friday. So check that out. I posted it that there. Next article. This one comes from Bloomberg. Global slowdown leaves growth weakest since the financial crisis. Global slowdown leaves growth weakest since the financial crisis. Check out that article. Is there. That's a Financial Friday one as well. So check out that. Next article. This one comes from Bloomberg. U.S. retail sales fall most in 9 years as the stock market plunged. Check out that article as well. We'll carry that later on as well as two. Next article. This one comes from Veterans Today. China looks to secure space superpower status with Earth orbiting power plant. Yep. Because of the precious metals. Check out that article. Next article from Sputnik News. Because of the precious metals that are out in space on meteors, on other planets and everything else. Because silver has run out here on this planet. So now they have to go into space to get it. And that's why silver is way more valuable than gold. I know everyone has taught everyone that is gold, gold, gold. That's because that's what they wanted you to believe. But the truth is that silver's far 10 to over 10 times more valuable, is more valuable than all of the precious metals combined. So very, very important. Next article. This one comes from Sputnik News. Washington and Baghdad agree to withdraw U.S. troops from Syria via Iraq, official says. Sounds good, but it ain't going to happen. They're redeploying them. Next article. Here it is. Significant for today's show as well. It's coming from RT.com. U.S. sanctions help India become the number one buyer of Venezuelan crude. There it is. There's a conspiracy agenda to get the overall war right there. So check out that. We'll catch that a little bit later in today. Next article, I want to thank my man Carlos for sending me this one. Washington deals dash, oops, let me hold it 1 second. It's some Sputnik News. My man Carlos sent this to me. And it's taking some, it's time to load up real quickly. While it does that, everyone, I do what's in the news just to give you an update of what's happening because it's just too important. This page did not pull up. But let me just say there's smuggling of gold for Dasho, and they're using U.S. Planes to do it is what that one was. So check out that one article, my man Carlos sent. Next article, this one is from my man Carlos sent me this one as well. And this one says U.S. rolls out B-2 F-35 aircraft to simulate war in the Pacific amidst China tensions. Yes, so they were actually preparing for and doing war mocks for what they're going to be using when they go to war against China and Russia. Check out that article. Next article, this one is from, I posted this one. This one comes from Bloomberg. And it's this Charlie Munger cat who I have great disdain for. Munger asks, who wouldn't want rich people in a tax pushback? Check out. But he talked about some things with printing cash and everything else that goes along. This is the same individual that said gold is an ancient relic. If you believe this dude, you're going to be broke. And I'm surprised that Warren Buffett actually hangs with this guy. I think that he's actually, this Munger is like 95. He's actually was put to keep Warren Buffett in line because with this guy, when he says that he's the vice chair of Berkshire Hathaway, that actually is controlled by Warren Buffett. Surprised that Buffett has him hanging around, but I wouldn't be surprised that he had no choice to have but Charlie Munger around him to watch Warren Buffett, because if you know anything about Buffett, Warren Buffett's father was a staunch person that wanted to actually reinstitute sound money into the United States, sound money of being the precious metals. And Warren Buffett didn't get away from that. And it's actually how the Buffett family became billionaires. It's not because of Warren Buffett, in my overall opinion, is because of Warren Buffett's father, Howard Buffett, and what he stood for. Great respect from that standpoint for Howard Buffett. And my overall, this leech, Charlie Munger, in my opinion, was put there to watch and to try to keep Warren in line, because Warren did some things that the overall establishment hated. And so they had to put this guy there. And so check out that article, in my opinion. Very, very crucial and important. Check out that. Next article, central banks. This is from Business Insider. Central banks buy gold at rates not seen since World War II, because there's going to be World War III happening. Next article from South China Morning Post. China's electronic sector has the most to lose if the trade war between the U.S. and China continues. Check out that article. Next article, this one comes from Sputnik News. Huawei founder says the U.S. is not going to crush Huawei. Founder Ren, there is no way the U.S. can crush us. Check out that article. Next article, almost done. Got a couple of more. EU will react swiftly if the U.S. hits it with car tariffs. And this one comes from CNBC. Check out that article. Very important. War, y'all. And my man Raj posted this one from the Free Thought Project. And the article is WikiLeaks tweets, Army's manual detailing how U.S. weaponized bank cartel to take down the nation. Check out that article. Great article, Raj. I hadn't seen that one, so I'll check that out. And then last but not least, from Bloomberg, there was a U.S. investor. Investors asked who's safe in Russia after a fund manager is arrested. Here we go, y'all. This is the war stuff. This is the war stuff. So a fund manager was arrested in Russia. So, okay, that's what's in the news. Anytime, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number. We'd love to hear from you all. Give us a call. And we're going to, let me just clear some of this stuff out so we can have a show. Got too many windows open. And let me just fix this. And today's show, very important. And today's show, we're going to take a look at, like I've said, I travel abroad without a soul of penance, purpose built and forged, the United States move this out, deficit standing. We are definitely in a real, real deficit. So we're going to focus on that. And if you would like to get in on the conversation, for those of you that traveled outside of the U.S. recently, I would love to hear from you as to what you've seen, what you've noticed. And we definitely need to talk about that. Okay? Let me just make sure that we are good to go. I've lost my place. That's not good. Hopefully. Man. All right. I lost my place. One second, you all. I got to close some of these windows. Maybe I'll be able to find it again. One second. Right. I'm so sorry, you all. Just, you know, getting back into things. I can't seem to find. There it is. Not that. There. Okay. One sec. And if you'd like to get in on the conversation anytime, give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. I can't see the board, so let me try to bring the board up, and I will be able to see the board. and we can go ahead with the show. And basically what it's telling me, I need to close down a bunch of, you close down some of these windows, and I'll be able to do the board. Okay, that's what it is. Not too many windows open, right? So one second. Ah, there it is. There we go. Okay. All right. So I can see the board. So, okay. So we're going to jump into today's show. And as I was telling you all, I was actually traveling abroad and I noticed some things that were very, very disturbing, the overall state of the U.S. And if any of you have traveled outside of the state, United States recently, would love for you to call in to hear from you. Want to take a look at that. But before we do that, the situation in India, Pakistan, and is a very, very crucial one that could change everything in a twinkling of an eye right away. It is actually, to me, it's the biggest threat, because it's one in which that could implode and explode into all-out confrontation immediately with nuclear nations. What that would bring about would totally alter the overall landscape. For those of you that have been preparing, excuse me, y'all, those of you that have been preparing, you would need to use your preparations once that happened. For those of you that haven't started preparing, it would expose the lack of preparing that anyone would have taken, because that overall confrontation and that speed of that confrontation and the life-changing factors of that would be immense, would be substantial. That would be where, you know, the bad thing about prepping, everyone, excuse me, he's going to have some background noise. The bad thing about prepping is this, is that most people don't start to prepare, one, because they're not aware that there's a problem. And then they wait for major events to happen for them to engage. But the best way to prepare is to prepare when no one else is looking, when there's no problems, when there's nothing wrong, apparently, or you start to see the signs of the cracks that are starting to actually breach the dam. You don't wait for the overall dam to breach and the water to come out before you get out the way, because then what will happen is that you will be swept away by the water. Okay? So we need to really take a look at that. Let's take, if we could, Scotty, I'm going to need a couple of minutes just to jump into we're going to take a commercial break just a little bit earlier and then extend it until the top of the hour. So if you can, I need a couple of minutes just to do something real quickly, and then I'll come back. But when we come back, we're going to take a look at that and why this is so important and put it all in perspective and just give you some of the things that I've learned in the past 2 weeks, why it's so important. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We will come back just before the top of the hour, right at 59 or so. Give me a couple of minutes. I need to do something real quickly. You're listening to, give me about 5 minutes. Listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Land of the free, it lies the home of the homeless. Too many die every day, and we really just want this freedom.
Oh, yeah. till the day that I'm free. I won't stop fighting until the day that I'm free.
Free at last, thanks to the 13th Amendment. We thought this would be the one that would end it, but we still harass, still mass incarceration. So much for the Emancipation Proclamation. Oh, but be careful, black man, I know you eager to climb. Slavery is legal if you're convicted of a crime. And when that crime that you committed probably don't fit the time. Have you building ships for NASA and they pay you a dime. A conspiracy, they try to censor you when you speak. They can't hide behind the sheets, so not they do you like me. Meanwhile, you taking chances out here trying to survive. Yeah, not a lot has changed since 1865, but still they try to teach you that everybody's equal until you up for the same job as white people. Just know until we walk into the gates of the kingdom, we gon' stand here united, ready to fight for our freedom.
Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Get our best trained, best educated, best equipped, best prepared troops refuse to fight. Matter of fact, it's safe to say that they would rather switch than fight.
Ready whenever you are, Charlie.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056 is the call-in. Very important. We're going to jump into today's show, and if you'd like to get in. So, a couple of things. If you traveled outside of the United States recently, I would love to hear from you. Or you had different people that you may know of that traveled outside of the United States, would love to hear from you as well and what their assessment was. But before we get into that, I want you to, because of the critical state of what's going on with India and India and Pakistan, and the importance of that, I want to touch that, and that I'm not seeing as being the overall importance of it being significantly expressed. Now, I'm not saying that that's I'm not seeing that, and I don't expect that, but I do know that it's an obligation that I have to speak to you about that and the importance of that. Let me just lay this out. For what we're seeing with Iran, what we're seeing with Venezuela, you're seeing sanctions that are being used against them and Syria and Russia. There are sanctions that the U.S. has invoked against these countries. But the bad thing is that those sanctions haven't had the overall impact that they've had in the past. The EU is purposely ignoring countries. Significant countries are purposely ignoring the U.S. sanctions against Iran. When the U.S. pulled out of the overall deal that they had with Iran, then they try to invoke sanctions. Those sanctions mean nothing unless it's getting full support by everyone else. So the U.S. is sanctioning Iran. I want you to see a common denominator here. Hold on. The U.S. is sanctioning Iran. What is Iran doing? They're selling their oil to Europe and the countries in Europe that are refusing to adhere to the sanctions. So what is that doing to the U.S. sanctions? It's nullifying them, making them irrelevant, making the overall U.S. impact irrelevant on a global economic scale. How does the U.S. actually maintain the overall dollar hegemony, making other people having to bow down to it? Is by a couple of ways. One is economically through the petrodollar and the reserve currency standing. Number three, through the military. Without the reserve currency status, without the petrodollar status, and without the overall U.S. military, there would be countries would not be in the overall submissive position to the United States that all of you and I have been accustomed to since we were born. Well, for most of you, except for Keith, who's been around for about 100 years, who's not here to talk and defend himself, so I can do that. But because of that, the sanctions is actually showing the overall collapse of the U.S. economy. The collapse, the replacement of the U.S. as the position of advantage.
Dave, can I say something?
Very, very important. Yeah, there's the century-year-old man that wanted to chime in. Yeah, go ahead, Keith, go ahead.
I just wanted to let you know that I am here and I am listening to what you got to say. Thank you very much. And with that, I'll turn it back over to you.
Keith just wanted to make sure that I knew that he was here. So I guess my cheap shots won't be so cheap anymore. Okay, that's all right. But now, and Keith, and you can chime in at any time, brother, for sure. But very, very important, when countries start to defy the U.S. sanctions, and remember, the U.S. is now threatening EU countries, you better uphold our sanctions or else we'll sanction you. And they're all, well, if you're going to do that, we'll sanction you. When have you ever seen that before? When have you ever seen your countries that the U.S. was sanctioning, that there was a retaliatory sanction against the U.S.? You're starting to see that now. Why? It's not because your grip is stronger. It's because you have no grip at all. And that's a big clue to you that you better be prepared for that, because that is going to affect you. So now the sanctions aren't working. They sanctioned Iran. Europe, different countries in Europe said, no, we're not going to adhere to those sanctions. And guess what? India says, we're still going to buy Iranian oil. We're still going to buy Russian armament. We're still going to buy arms from Russia. They bought the S-400 system. You think the U.S. was happy about that? No, absolutely not. India was key in the overall BRIC formations, Brazil, Russia, India, China. Where they go is going to be critical. So what did the U.S. do? They lost India, so they implanted somebody in Brazil so that they would have some format of reprisal for what's going to happen. And they're going to lose Brazil. they're going to lose Brazil. So India was buying Iranian oil, but not only were they buying Iranian oil, they were going against sanctions against Russia and buying arms from Russia. Uh-oh. And India is a huge, huge economic, has a huge, huge economic impact. Thing about India is that they have the capability to defend themselves. And in being able to defend themselves, what does the U.S. have to do? They have to be very covert in their attack of India. Remember that. So then now, the sanctions aren't working in Venezuela. Guess who's buying Venezuelan oil? India. Guess who's having relationships with... Guess who's trying to mend relationships with China? India. Guess what the U.S. said about Pakistan? It's a haven for terrorists. Because they were using that as a push for India. And then now, on Friday, you had this overall attack. And I'm going to tell you, this attack was purposeful. Who gains from this attack? And who actually is threatened by it? I'm going to tell you who's threatened by it. Iran. Venezuela. Russia. Remember, there was an article. There was an article from last year, about a year ago, but it was April of last year. And there was an article. Let me, there you go. Thanks, Keith. There was an article that RT put out. Here it was. Nikki Haley said this at the UN. Russia will never be our friends. We'll slap them when needed. Oh, you think you will? Those days are long gone. Absolutely long gone. So now, India has this overall attack on Friday. They destabilized the overall situation. So then now, guess what happened? India is actually... being, who do you think? Let me tell you, here's the overall natural progression of a crime: means, motive, opportunity, and who has the most to gain from it? Who has the most to lose with India and Pakistan being destabilized? Iran, Venezuela, and Russia. So if those countries have the most to lose from that, who has the most to gain from that? One country. So who's most likely the provocateur? Who is most likely involved in that? Well, you can come up with that conclusion yourself. But I will say this. Don't think that India won't respond and they don't know what's going on. They may be playing along with it, and Pakistan may be playing along with it as well, because they realize an armed confrontation is unavoidable now. You have Syria. You have the Ukraine. You have Saudi Arabia. You have the engagement on the continent. You have the engagement in the Korean Peninsula, the engagement in the South Sea of China. You have the engagement in India. All of these things are coming together for a full-on press. And when it happens, it's going to happen at the most unopportune time for everyone here. And it is going to be extensive. India and Pakistan's impact is extensive. India and Pakistan means that everything changes immediately on the war paradigm. India and Pakistan means that the U.S. will be put into a situation of war immediately. India and Pakistan exacerbates the overall urgency, which they always need. They always need an emergency to rush people into something and they don't think about it. There is going to be a situation that is going to, because of an emergency war-wise, a situation war-wise, and that overall can be with Russia invading Ukraine, the overall push that Iran will have into Israel in engaging Israel and India and Pakistan and the South Sea of China. And I'm telling you, all of this is going to go about at one single event. One of these overall sparks are going to blow, and then all of them are going to blow. And it's very convenient for India and Pakistan to be the overall big firecracker, because both of them will engage each other immediately, even to the point of using nuclear armament. And there goes the neighborhood, y'all. Everything changes. You won't be worried about a state of emergency on the border. You'll be under martial law because a nuclear device has been used as a overall with in a military offensive. You'll be under martial law within 72 hours. Full-blown martial law within 72 hours, and they will draft your daughters for war immediately. Everything will come out of the bag. Everyone's been waiting for a big event to happen. That would be it. And I don't know about y'all, but I feel something is coming. I feel something significantly wrong. It's very, very near. And I feel that way from just looking at the things that are positioning themselves for that very thing to happen. India and Pakistan is the greatest threat to changing the quality of life and standard of living within 24 hours for every single person here in the United States. 24 hours. India and Pakistan has that overall impact. Because once India and Pakistan go, believe me, Iran will attack Israel immediately. Israel will respond with nuclear weapons as well. And then they will be actually overrun and inundated quickly. The Ukraine will actually be seized by Russia through an invasion immediately. Why? Because the Ukraine is critical for the overall, and we're getting close to the spring. And the thing about that is that the harvest season would be around the corner. And what would happen? That overall, the breadbasket of the Ukraine will be actually taken into possession by Russia. NATO would engage. The South Sea of China. That overall, the South Sea of China. China would invoke a no-fly zone, no-sail zone immediately. I don't think that North Korea and South Korea would engage each other, but what would happen is that there will be a confrontation where the U.S. military will be cut off. And I would think that they would be cut off not by North Korea, but by Korea. The state that has yet denounced itself. Pakistan has that impact. India is already a part of the BRIC nation, so who do you think will come to? And I think that the overall a mutual agreeance. Big business has a way of making enemies friendly. China and India will become allies. They've already started that overall path in the overall BRIC nations: Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. Brazil would do a turnaround real quickly. The so-called Trumpianite celebrity figurehead that was president, he would either do a change, he would do a 360-degree change, or all of a sudden they'd have somebody else new, not know where this one would be. South America's demographics would definitely change, because there would be a push into Venezuela militarily that would be defended by Russia and China. Brazil would have to go along, because they would see the dynamics of everything, that the handwriting on the wall, the U.S. can't win. And that, ladies and gentlemen, would change everything with Pakistan and India, and everything is being set up. India has been doing business to destabilize, and by them doing the business that they should be doing, that is destabilizing the U.S. What do you think that they're going to do? Try to destabilize and get India back in the line. India has defiantly said they won't. And I think they're right. I think that they're going to hold true to that. Even to the point that they know that an overall military confrontation is inevitable. They may establish a pact with Pakistan that they may have overall military engagement, but in the beginning it would be military engagement, then it would change up. They would try to purge themselves all of the U.S. military influence in there, and that would be the overall confrontation. But it won't just be there, it would be globally. There would be a global push against the U.S. But in the meantime, there go the overall neighborhood daughters, our daughters, the family jewels. Our daughters will be swept up into a draft situation. There was actually a news. It was online like a Fox News. I didn't catch it all. I was with my man Keith. I heard part of it. There was a news that the Army had, for the first time in so many years, didn't meet its overall recruitment goals for 2018, finding that the inner cities were the greatest deficit, meaning the individuals in the inner cities were not signing up for the military. They still had impact in the West and in the Midwest and in the South, but the impact was nowhere near enough, and even there was been a great deficit, but it was nowhere near enough to even support the overall deficit loss from the South that it had in other years, let alone the impact of the urbanization. Why is that happening? Somebody's got a plan. Somebody's got something up their sleeves. They're going to have to create a situation that you'll willingly give up your daughters. And they have. And the event will come to full fruition. Keith, you wanted to chime in? Keith, you sound real, real distant.
Yeah, I was about to say, we can't hear you, Keith.
Is that better?
Yeah, that's a whole lot better. Go ahead, Keith.
Okay, so I thought one of the things that were interesting was they were talking about one of these veterans that have recently died, and his wife and stuff hit the news, and they eventually came back. They got a large donor, and they paid off her house. But the thing that I thought so interesting about that article was her husband, who died over there in Afghanistan, was on his seventh tour over there. You know, that's just ridiculous. You know, what they're asking these people to do, and people are getting wind of it. They're saying, like, you know what, I ain't doing that.
Yeah, Keith, you know, seven tours. That I wow. You can't recover from that. And that's purposely. See, let me tell you, everything. This is why the longest war that the U.S. has ever engaged in is the reason why it happens right now.
How do you that's what's so crazy. Go ahead, Keith. Sorry.
No. Go ahead, Keith.
Well, and I'm listening to what you were saying and where we're going and how we're doing things, and it looks like just flat out sabotage for and against this country. Because if you look at the situation that we're in and the decisions that we're presently making, they just exacerbate every problem that we're having. And can't nobody in their right mind decide to do the things that the United States are doing in light of the situation that they're in. It defies all logic and sense.
It does, Chief. It really, really does. And the bad thing is that they're going to sweep everyone into an emergency. See, they're psychologically preparing everyone subliminally for different things. So that the mind will just trigger that, I've heard this, I'm familiar with this, so I'll go along with it. And this overall, India presents the perfect situation to be able to herd and cattle your daughters off to war within a 48, 24-hour time span. What do I mean by that? The incident will happen, and they'll say there's a dire need for the military. They'll give, and then they will push everything, every sporting, every commercial, everything that you see will be about the military. Because they laid the overall foundation for that already. The idolatry that goes along with it. They've laid that foundation. There's nothing that the system has ever given that has been beneficial to you, your family, nor the ones that you have yet not named. It hasn't been that way. Everything that they come up with is for the purpose of maintaining the control they have and not lose a grip. And if we become mature enough to understand that, and the full ramifications of that, then a self-determining direction and decision can be made by the individual, the mature individual. But a wanting child never seeks maturity. A dependent, wanting child never reaches maturity. But we really need to. It's no coincidence. India and Pakistan presents the perfect situation to get into war. Let me just read this from express.co.gov. India's Prime Minister Modi has been urged to take revenge on Pakistan after a terrorist attack by militants in the disputed Kashmir region has claimed the lives of 44 paramilitary police, further ramping up the tensions between the two nuclear-armed countries. Mr. Modi has given the soldiers free rein to tackle cross-border insurgency, with Indian authorities detaining 23 so far people in connection with the killing, which occurred as a suicide bomber crashed a car laden with explosives into a convoy on Thursday. India television station said Modi has spoken about the deaths of the officers, also known as Japan, at an event in India state of Bomb in the Indian Northern East region. We will take revenge for each and every drop of blood that was shed. The chief minister added after the killing of Jawan. I think it was Jawan's, not Japan, but they have Japan, also known as Japan's. They put Japan's, but it's actually Jawan's. The entire nation is angry. Please don't forgive them. You see right there. Let me read that quote one more time. After the killings of the Jawan's, the entire nation is angry. Please don't forgive them. The entire country is thinking the targeting of the Jawan's was an act of cowardice. Mr. Modi himself said, quote, to the people who gather here, I would like to say the fire that is raging in your bosom is in my heart too. Indian forces have detained 23 men suspected of linking to the Pakistani militant base group that masterminded the bombing of the Indian security convoy that killed 44 paramilitary police, a top police official said on Sunday. The 23 men, members and sympathizer of the Juas, is known as the Juas-e-Mohammed, a military group which has claimed responsibility for Thursday attacks, the deadliest on India's security forces in decades. The attack was to fuel tension between India and Pakistan. The two countries have twice come to close to all-out war over the Kashmir. India has demanded Pakistan close down the other Islamic militant groups that operate from its soil. Istanbul has rejected suggesting it was linked to the attack. Kashmir, a Muslim-majority region at the heart of the hostilities, is claimed in its entirety by India and Pakistan, but is ruled by both Southeast countries. So now, one thing that I want to say is, here is how control is always established. And the control is very important. After the killing, the entire nation is angry. Please don't forgive them. See, one of the things that control knows is that the control mechanism is always done through the emotions. Through the emotions, you will have the wise become the fools. The hungry, the fed and well nourished to be impoverished and malnourished. The strong to become the coward. the person of valor to lose the meekness, to have the rage become the decision-making process of the future. One of the most powerful tools that the system has is controlling emotions of people. You're listening to Tando Radio Show. We're getting ready to go to our last commercial break. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I got Brother Davis and Q. I'm going to go to him in 1 second. Let me just say this, everyone. They're using the emotions to garnish more control over the population. Just think about it. If you have a mass of people in the barrel, how do you keep them from trying to climb out of the barrel together collectively by putting themselves in a position to be able to encompass and get past the edge of the barrel by building a human bridge to get out? Well, what you have to do is you have to stir up the pot so they all start to be disemboweled and all falling on each other and all start fighting and grabbing on just one individual and pulling them down and not having them work together and establish a little fight there, and that fight will consume the overall ground. You will keep them at the bottom of the barrel. What this system does. Let's go to Brother David and hear my good brother chime in. Welcome, Brother Davis. What say you?
It's always good to hear the voice of a friend, my brother. How have you been?
Always good to hear the voice of a friend. Yes, sir.
I tell you, man, it's a very trying time. And the reason why I say that is because what is going on externally or internally is going on externally. So what we fail to realize is that we have leverage in this. See, just think of this. What if every human said, we're not going to war no more? We refuse to go to war. You disband corporate control. You recombobulate the governments. And you establish a common thread of humanism. All of this here seems strange, I know. I'm going to tell you. Some of the stuff that I come across in my travels and the people I meet are telling us this is supposed to be. This has got to happen. You see, you got a corporate control system who wants to control the world, and a system who wants the independence and sovereignty of nations are clashing. And now they're beginning to realize the bully is the one who has been in the mix of all of this with all of these other countries. So now I know we have to go through this process. But let me give you some good news. Tonight is the super white Virgo full moon rising. Now, I know it's a mouthful, but write it down and look it up. This will put your emotions aside. What does it mean? That means that you're going to be able to regenerate your cosmological self in just the rays of the largest moon that will ever rise in our time. Now, why do I say in our time? Because I can't definitely say that this hasn't happened pre-Edic, or it hasn't never happened before in the world. But the energies that will be generated will not be focusing on the atmosphere. It will be focusing on the living aspects of the atmosphere. That's the cosmological connection of humans and plants, because humans are a more sophisticated plant. So in my development, I'm telling everybody, at least walk in the atmosphere of this super moon tonight, because it's going to not only be transforming, but I've already been telling you that we're moving into an age where those spiritual aspects of our teachings, whether what level they are on, will be exposed to you, you will begin to utilize them. of this is happening now for a reason. And the reason why I'm pointing this out to you is because you don't have any idea of what your spiritual gifts are. And these are doors that are opening for us to be exposed to those sort of things. I'm going to be doing a meditation tonight from about 8 o'clock until, and I say until because I don't know how long it's going to be, but this is how powerful this moon is going to be on the effects of light as we know it. We got to wake up, y'all, because guess what? Although this may look bleak, it will not destroy the world. And the reason why it won't is because there are going to be those people that are human who will rise above this. And as they rise, others will rise. Because when you see the light, you want to go to the light. That's just nature. So although all of this is happening in the world, do your research. Do check out the Super Snow Virgo full moon tonight. It's going to be emotional, and it's going to be very, very energy generating. Very energy generating. And I'm going to tell you, this is happening for a reason, because we as humans have been victimized by our sleep. And as long as you sleep, you really are helpless to the things that go around on around you, like what your government is doing and all that there. We talked about that before when I talked about subjective and objective. Well, this is your chance to tap into something that is natural, something that will not hurt you, but something that will expose you to a part of yourself you may not ever have known to have existed, as well as be able to develop it as you grow in it. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to be front and center, because right now since we made this move, my family, brothers and sisters, are clashing based on materialism. And here's the clash. Here's what gets me. This wasn't based on the materialism. This was a survival move. But they see the aspects of the potential. So I'm trying to tell everybody, at least be a part of this super moon rising tonight. Don't just take my word for it. Do your own due diligence. As I always say, you become more understanding when you get your own revelation. And believe me, this is going to be a time of revelation. I just wanted to add that, brother. I thank you for the opportunity. As we begin to sort this out that's going on in my family, we'll definitely get together and try to get back as soon as possible. But in the meantime, I have to give this my full attention, because if I don't, it could splinter us in a way that we can't repair. Now, that doesn't, don't get me wrong, that has nothing to do with me and my wife's connection. But it has to do with the connection with me and my brothers and sisters. And some, as I said before, will make it, and some will not. So I just wanted to open the door to let y'all know that we are fine, we're healthy, but we are under a certain degree of unbalance, which as soon as I get it straightened out, I'll inform you about it all. Because I'm going to tell you something. It's not anything unnatural. It's just that people allow themselves to be victim to different things that go on in their lives, because they still live in a state of want, and they haven't separated that want from greed. And when two, you can understand the difference with the two, how can you really understand what you do need and what you don't need? Some things in life, it comes down to necessity. I appreciate you, Brother Dave. Thank you, everybody, on Black Talk Radio, and we do miss you guys.
Brother Davis, definitely appreciate you. Take your time. It's that you know, these moments in eternity that we have to pay attention to, that we need to give our energy to, and definitely do that. I greatly appreciate you all. You know, Brother Davis is so true. The circumstances around you may happen, but you have the greatest opportunity is you always have a choice in how you respond to what happens to you. 99% of things happen to you may not be in your control. You may not be in control of 99% of things that happen to you. But the most powerful thing is that you're in charge of the 1%, that 1% being you, and it's your response to it all. And your response to anything is going to dictate the next set of events to happen to you. So yes, get out in the moon. The moon is you know, the celestial bodies are living entities. Don't let man tell you what you already can have a measure of truth with. Those stars you didn't create.
And since you didn't create them, you have no real true form and focus of its capability. But if you look at it from the standpoint of you being the humble living entity within the universe, then you can have the meekness to have the maturity to see that, oh, this is another living entity as well. And your response to it should be how their interaction is between you and that overall living entity. So have the appropriate response. And Brother Davis is very, very true. Some things, you know, like a lot of the controlling mechanisms that are in place, and we talk about them for this reason, so that you will realize that you are more than able to be self-determined beyond that. And it takes energy to live. And it takes energy to sustain. It takes energy to be alive. We need to rejuvenate our energy to live. Self-determining, sovereign, and self-sufficient. Takes energy. Energy is the key to life. Energy goes into the different forms, and you see a different form of life. There is no life form without energy. You'll never even get to the presence of it. So, very, very true. Looking forward to it. I knew that Brother and Sister Davis was going to chime in on the moon. That's today. Very, 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 very important. And ground ourselves, ground ourselves, ground ourselves. Because there's a universe within inside you. There's a living universe inside of you. So, please, have the appropriate response to situations around you. And represent your overall universe in the way that you want to conduct a relationship within the universe. Now your star is shining. Now your star is shining. So definitely looking forward to Brother and Sister Davis when they're able to get back on Wise Wednesday, because very, very important. So well said, Brother Davis. Greatly appreciate you. You know, I just want to say before we get out of here, I was traveling. I was out the country, and I could see the overall deficiency that everyone here in the U.S. is under in the heightenedness of it all. And I say that because I want us to be able to get past the trap, to maneuver ourselves around the trap, or even if we're captured by the trap, be able to have the energy and the wherewithal to escape. Let no man capture you, lest you capture yourself. So while I was outside of the country, I saw the overall food crisis that everyone here in the States is under, that relies on the general provisions, the staple provisions, the mainstream staple provisions of now. And I got my man Roz that wanted to chime in as well too, so I'm a let Roz chime in and be together with me on this one as well. Roz, what's going on? What say you?
Hey, peace and love, Brother Davis. Great to hear from you. Peace to Brother and Sister Davis. Pastor Keith, of course, Big Scotty is great to hear his voice too. It's been a little while, but phenomenal program. I just had two things I wanted to add to what you guys were talking about, because I think it's very important when you were discussing the war paradigm and what's coming. Now, back in November, Jenna and I did a show, and we discussed in the show, we went through parts of Dr. Chancellor Williams' book in order to elucidate the history of Pan-Africanism being extremely ancient on the African continent. before it was resurrected in the West and become this movement that we know it to be today. In the old days, it was based on what was known as lineage ties, meaning that different ethnic groups knew that they came from the same origin. So as a result, this was what facilitated nonviolent conflict resolution many thousands of years ago and facilitated a continental Pan-African consciousness that Dr. Chancellor Williams did empirical research in the field about to put in his book. One of the things he expressed in that section of the book that we dealt with was the fact that one of the highest expression of political construction on the African continent was societies that were self-governing. These societies did not need or have a king or queen or any leader whatsoever. Everyone came together collectively. They all had roles to play in the society, and they did so as a collective unit. We were the first people on earth to do it. Like he stated, it was the highest expression of human governance on the planet. You see it now in Spain with Catalina, and they're fighting to, you know, bring them back into the fold under government.
The Catalonians, yes.
Right. So what you said about the people deciding, the people becoming self-governing and saying, you know what, I'm not sending my children to go fight nobody I don't know. And if we can spread that consciousness using the internet, using Twitter, using all the different means that people utilize to communicate with each other, because what we're seeing is a lot of governments are saying they don't have a problem with the American people. It's the people governing the American people. So if the American people can distance themselves from the psychopath, sociopathic, real white supremacists, the top one half of 1% that's running everything, and we can get other people on the same understanding and shifting their consciousness in regards to how we practice conflict resolution with each other, screw the government, but just us as people dealing with each other, a lot can shift. And I think that is a very, very, very important thing that you brought up in regards to how we can help potentially mitigate the intense horror that's to come in the very near future. The other thing is what we're seeing is one of the biggest cracks in the global system of white supremacy in human history. When you go back to the partition of Africa in the late 1800s, all of those European powers were on the same page about how they were dominating non-white people. They were all on the same page, and they took over everything, and we've been dealing with the results pretty much ever since. What you're seeing now are colonizer countries that are now siding with non-white countries because of the benefits to dealing with them. Remember, America is no longer a manufacturer, so we're not in control of goods going to these countries. We don't send out anything as far as like oil or anything. We have like no kind of exports in regards to, you know, viable exports that can bring in money. So as a result, you have these different countries now are making deals with some of the same non-white countries they were in agreement on dominating just in the 1800s. So these are the types of things that are being exploited by Iran, by India, by Brazil, by Venezuela in order to circumvent what was once a seemingly impenetrable global system of white supremacy. Now, if African countries and other black countries with majority black people can take advantage of that rift between the globalists and the nationalists and facilitate circumventing any sort of sanctions that could be levied against them in trying to become more independent and sovereign, we will have a revolution globally that has never been seen in human history. So there's a lot to be learned from what you talked about this afternoon. Those are the two things I really wanted to go into in regards to just, I just think it's very important for us to pay attention to those things as we move forward. It's extremely important. So with that, thank you, good brother, and I'll mute myself.
Definitely, Roz. And, you know, there is a great opportunity that is about to, and it always has been there. But, you know, one thing about the human spirit is that the human spirit is relentless. It many times is one of the few living entities that I'm aware of that waits for the worst opportune time to set the right course. So that is something that is definitely going to happen, and I'm going to tell you how it's going to happen. It doesn't really matter what the other people are doing. It really matters what your response will be. How are you going to respond? One thing about the sun and one thing about a star is that its light is cast on many. You have to be the light. And why wouldn't you be? Because I would say this. Why would you ever be afraid of someone killing your body when they didn't give your body life? How can you kill me and you didn't give me life? So there needs to be a change. And it needs to start with you all. And I want to, before we get out of here, I'm going to take this all the way to the hour. As I was traveling abroad, and Brother Davis and Roz, and many of you already know a lot of this and you feel the different things. This is why your speech is much more in sync, much more purposeful. And I would say because of the resonating frequencies, many of us have matured so much. And that overall process of maturing was not coincidental, because you chose, you made ourselves, and we made ourselves available for maturity. In certain things, I know me myself, I need to mature in a lot of different areas. I want to move on to what I notice outside of the country is the detrimental food crisis that we're under here in the United States. There is no sustenance in any meals that are supplied by the mainstream staple food providers. It's not food. As I was traveling outside of the country, immediately the strength of my overall solar system and the strength of your solar system and your strength of your body and the strength of your continents and the strength of your constitution, if you were in that overall same position, you were to respond to the food adequately to who you are as a person. I noticed as soon as I got out of the country, the food changed me. Changed my harmony, changed my frequency. There was an immediate nutritional value that my body was responding to. We have a food crisis here. Also notice there's a mental ineptness that we have here. And that mental ineptness is very, very deep. The few minutes left in this show, I can't even go to. I will go back to that late at a later date. But let me tell you something else that I noticed. Our table of preparedness is woefully inadequate. I call it the table of preparedness because there's food, water, shelter, protection, and energy. That makes the table of preparedness. And I want to highlight this in the next 5 minutes. Just one area of the table of preparedness that we're woefully inept on, and that we need to have a conscious understanding of so that we can mitigate the problems of that, so that it will not be the deciding factor than when we surrender. There's no need for us to surrender. And the reason why there's no need for us to surrender is because there shouldn't be anything that the system has that entices an attempt or compromises. But the particular part of the to table of preparedness is shelter. Our shelters, the physical shelters that are a microcosm of our true shelter of ourselves, is woefully inadequate and has purposefully been done that way. There are other countries that their buildings and their overall shelters are able to withstand adversity. Have you seen what they build houses with, regardless of the overall price tag? They're made out of toothpicks, with a piece of paper and plaster on it as his walls. And this is purposely done. As I was traveling, I noticed how the overall, how they corral everyone into a small area through the immigration process and a psychological conditioning. Well, the overall inept shelters that we commonly refer to as our homes has been purposely made deficient and is going to create a challenge that I want you to prepare for before it tries to surprise you into surrendering. We have no homes. So we'll pick back up. And I tell you, and the reason why I said that is because the country that I was staying in, they had homes that were more sturdy and more, and emulated the real shelter of our constitution as who we are as people than what we have here. And they weren't made of sticks, toothpicks, with some plaster on a piece of paper as a wall. And they didn't pay hundreds and hundreds and millions of dollars for a facade of protection. It's purposeful and it's forged. So I just want to say, everyone, will pick back up, great creator willing, tomorrow. Greatly appreciate you all. Thank you, Brother Davis, for chiming in, Roz for chiming in, Pastor Keith for being who you are, chiming in and being part of it, Scotty for your participation in today's show. And I would say it's never goodbye, ladies and gentlemen. As always, we'll see you later. And remember, before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations.